the exercise in classes. And I can remember the first cake I ever cooked. And oh, I thought I'd done it, you know. And after I cooked my first few cakes, my mother never did cook any more cakes. I always cooked the cakes for our family. Mm-hmm. And we had cakes Old Glory, homemade cakes. We never did have any bought cakes back when I was a child, mm-hmm. you know. But I cooked cakes coming and going when the children were small here and when I were raising my family. But now I've become a diabetic and I don't get many sweets, and just my husband and my son here. I don't cook too many cakes unless I'm expecting someone because they get old. Mm-hmm. When I cook them, I divide them, put half of them in the freezer. And in that way, if there ever a death in the family or a death in the community, and you know, you want to get up something real fixed, quick to send to the family, maybe death will be in the community this morning and say you want to fix lunch for them. I can go throw that cake up real quick mm-hmm. and take it. They come in nice for that. When I bake pound cakes, I bake two at a time. I put one and a half in the freezer mm-hmm. and then I can take that whole one and use it as I want to, because I'm always baking and putting them back in there, you know. Mm-hmm. They stay fresh until they're thawed up.
You like cakes better than you like cobblers?
Well, when I could eat lots of sweets, I loved a pound cake, just mm-hmm. a plain pound cake.
When did you find out you were diabetic?
Oh, I've been about diabetic for over 20 years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I had a little sugar, run a little sugar when I was carrying my children. But I didn't have to, you know, be very particular there for a long time. Then I had to watch my diet for a long mm-hmm. time. Then eventually my diet got to where it didn't do me much good, and I was mm-hmm. put on insulin.
Mr.
the
diabetic.
Yes. And they've got the insulin now, and they've got this U100 now that they give you. My mother took UH80, I believe it was. Ms. took 40. Now, they never had been a diabetic on my mother's side, and they never had been a diabetic in Radford's family as far back as anyone could remember. And my mother became a diabetic on years in life, and his mother became a diabetic on in years life. And I kind of worried about that, you know, handing it down to my children, mm-hmm. no way. But I said, if they didn't get that, maybe they'd get something else. What was used to worry about it?
I don't think it's hereditary, is it?
Well, they used to think it was hereditary. But now, as far as eating sweets, my mother didn't love sweets that much. My father could have eaten his weight in sweets. But my mother just didn't love sweets that much. She loved fruit. My father, he would eat more ice cream. Oh, he could eat his weight in ice cream. You remember, or have you ever seen the old can type turn freezer to make ice cream, homemade ice cream?
Uh-huh.
You never have seen any homemade ice cream being made in a freezing can.
I've seen it in the electric thing. You put it in and it, but not in the churn.
Not the one that you turn.
Mm-mm.
Oh, the turn kind's better.
Is it?
Y'all
ever make ice cream around here?
Yes, we made a lot of ice cream back whenever we had cows and the children were mm-hmm. little. And the children would turn the freezer, and oh, they'd turn that freezer, you know, to have good homemade ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just much better where you turn it than it is. We had electric freezer when we got on up, you know, on up a little bit in years and didn't want to turn that freezer. We got an electric one, but you could tell the taste of it, really.
I noticed you've got a real pretty piano in there in the living room. Do you play the piano?
No, honey, I can't play anything.
You can't?
I've been busy working all these many years to learn to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest daughter, we gave her music lessons, and she never did do much with it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a piano sitting in that corner ever since I can remember. The first piano that was in there was an old organ here whenever Radford and I were married, an old-time pedal organ mm-hmm. like you.